I was a resident at the Ignat Relief Transitional House for Women, and I'd like to share with you a bit of my story so you can understand the vital role that Ignat Relief have in creating a safe environment for women. I am a mother. My sweet daughters are 12 and 9 years old, and it has been over a year that I haven't seen or heard from them. I am a woman surviving domestic violence. As a result from the abuse, I suffer from depression. I was overwhelmed with a sense of worthlessness and hopelessness, and my cry for help led me to be hospitalized, where I was abandoned with no safe place to be discharged. My husband and my daughters are the only family I have, and without them, I was lost. My whole world collapsed. I was at my lowest, and all I could do in that hospital bed was surrender to God. I surrendered as I understood that I am not in control of my life. I asked God to help me, guide me, and please bring my daughters back into my life. After a long wait at the hospital searching for a homeless shelter, ICNA Relief was the only program that picked up my phone call. We had phone interviews, and by the kindness and strength in the sister's voice, I could feel that God was leading me to an angel. After I was accepted into the program, I was discharged from the hospital. And when I arrived at the ICNA Relief Transitional House that Tuesday, all I had was my daughter's drawings, 3 pairs of pants, a couple of t-shirts, flip-flops, and a proof of ID the police provided me. I was received with open arms. I was not a Muslim, but I was treated like a sister. Through ICNA Relief, I had a clean, safe home, emotional support, and hope that I would be able to go through this challenging time. By the generosity of donors, I received food, clothes, shoes, money to buy a bus pass, and to keep in case of emergency. As you might know, at the transitional home, we need to be out of the house from 9 to 5 to get our lives back on track. And that's what I did. With the guidance from ICNA Relief, I started to rebuild my life. At the house, I met other residents, and we all shared the hope for better days to come. I watched them blooming into their jobs and finding a way to start over with their kids and loved ones. We shared meals, chores, and we listened to each other. There's a lot of stigma attached to mental illness. There's a veil over depression that people need to lift. Just like if you have diabetes, you need insulin. If you have a broken bone, you need a cast. If you have depression, you need to learn coping skills and sometimes take medicine to keep the chemical balance in your brain stable. People don't usually talk about their mental illness because it's uncomfortable to talk about emotions, but we can heal by talking about it. Everyone is going through something. All we need is just to be human and open our heart. Reach out, and with compassion, we can end the stigma of mental illness. There's a lot of prejudice against homelessness. To be completely honest, I used to think homeless people are either addicted to drugs and alcohol or just lazy. But now, as I was homeless and have been around homeless people for the past months, I would like to clarify that sometimes bad things happen to good people. Domestic violence, natural disasters, loss of your only family member, and God only knows what other hardships people endure. If you have no one to give you a hand through a hardship, you end up alone and homeless. I was a homeless woman, and by the grace of God and ICNA Relief, I had a safe, clean place to call home while I got back on my feet. With the guidance from ICNA Relief, after 11 years caring for my daughters and being a stay-at-home mother, I started working again. I was a veterinarian in another country. My diploma is not valid here, but I do have the knowledge, so I work as a veterinary nurse. I signed the paperwork with my lawyer and filed for divorce and custody of my daughters. ICNA Relief Program gave me the emotional support and strength to start over. I learned how to improve my life. With their guidance, I started to rebuild my life. I made new friends, I found a job I love, I rediscovered my voice. I now realize I am brave, I am worthy, and I'm not to blame for what I went through. All the exhaustion, the pain, the heartache of being away from my daughters fuels my soul to go further and reach my goal to provide for my daughters, to soon have my daughters back into my life, and make sure I will improve my daughters' lives so they don't have to go through what I have gone through in my life. ICNA Relief showed me that there's always someone willing to help, and I learned to let my voice set me free by asking and accepting help. I wish to express my gratitude for your generosity. I used to donate food, clothes, and furniture with my daughters to help families in need and homeless shelters in Miami. And these past months, I found myself living at a shelter and receiving food, clothes, emotional support from the kind and generous South Florida Muslim community. People have a huge misconception about Muslims. You are the most kind, gentle, generous, big-hearted people I've met. Through the way you live, I also learned to trust in God, as He knows what's best for my family. I learned to give it time. Everything will happen in God's time, not my husband's time, not my lawyer's time, but in God's time. I'm the only mother my daughters have. My DNA is in every cell of their body, and nobody can take that away. As they came from love, I'm sure through love they will come back to my life. And I choose not to fight or confront my husband, as I want to honor the love, not the pain or suffering. I want to heal my heart and look forward to peace. At the IGNA Relief Transitional House, I was told to just do my best every day, to work hard, save money, and trust that God hears the prayers from my heart. These are the Muslim lessons I've learned, and will bring them with me wherever life takes me. With the support and guidance from IGNA Relief, I gave birth to my higher self. Learned to be strong, independent, and hopeful that better days will come when I am reunited with my lovely daughters. I am truly grateful with all my heart to God, IGNA Relief, all volunteers and donors. Your generosity has changed my life forever. You opened your arms and gave me a hand to show me the way to the light in the hardest moment of my life. Thank you.